Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, Gene Simmons from Kiss was briefly hospitalized after he lost consciousness behind the wheel of his Lincoln Navigator. Now, as a result, he crossed several lanes of traffic and he hit a parked car. Now, he suffered minor injuries, but otherwise, he's okay. The lesson here, don't fall asleep behind the wheel. Now, Gene Simmons from Kiss, he slammed into a parked car when he fell asleep. The lesser-known Brianna Cassell from Indiana, she also fell asleep behind the wheel of her vehicle, and like Gene, she veered across the road. Unlike Gene Simmons from Kiss, she ended up in a deep ditch under a bridge, and she stayed there for 6 days until a construction worker found her. One of the reasons she survived is because she would dip her hoodie into the muddy water and then suck the moisture out.
Ooh.
Yeah, they actually said if she hadn't done that, she wouldn't have made it. That sounds fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But that's still a better scenario than the woman in France who accidentally killed herself when the electric car window closed on her neck. And look, we'll explain how it happened coming up. But first, know that today, yeah, basically, we're talking about cars, all right? Your strange experience in a car, the good, the bad, the downright weird. For example, a woman in Germany, she's refusing to pay the $41 fine that she got for a traffic violation because earlier this month, she was pulled over. And then when the cops popped her trunk, naturally, they were face-to-face with a Shetland pony.
Okay.
We'll explain her scenario in just a bit. But that's what we're talking about today. Your vehicle. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's weird. So today's question, what's your story involving a car? Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now, watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All the shows, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,406. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this oh so positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
As tickets went on sale this morning for Unwrapped, the acoustic holiday show we're putting on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Featuring Brent Smith and Zach Myers, A Shine Down, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. Tickets went on sale this morning at 10. We have for you today the one and only Brent Smith from Shinedown.
That's right.
Nice.
Coming on the program at 4:30. Now, Brent talked to us. Man, the last time we talked to Brent was either the 50th anniversary of KISW, which was probably 5 years ago.
That, I believe that was the last time.
I know we were trying to get him to call for our 20th anniversary, which is this year, and he never seemed to be able to.
Yeah, big time.
Not blew us off.
Hey, he likes the station.
Oh, he does. He loves the station.
Like us.
Yeah, it's just a little weird. One time back in the old building, they were getting ready to come in studio. Steve, I think you ran into Brent in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was taking a leak, and he comes in, and he's just like, whoa! I'm like, what is that about? He's like, you guys sound like you're on fire today. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, look, man, I've done your show before. And he's like, I make it a point anytime I'm going to interview to turn your show on to see what you guys are doing. I'm like, well, it's the same thing all the time. He's like, no, it's not, man. He's like, the last two times I came in, you guys were actively talking about me, basically telling your audience how you're going to ambush me and what horrible things you're going to ask me. He's like, you guys always make it uncomfortable, man.
What?
So I told him.
We've known him for a long time. We have.
That literally is one of the first bands we ever interviewed.
Yeah. So we have a special, they have a special place, at least in our heart.
Absolutely.
We'll say that much. We can't speak for them.
No, he was very genuine. One time he was very genuine. He did this acoustic thing, and out of nowhere, he just kind of thanks our show. And what was nice, now, he didn't say if we were good or bad. He just said, hey, man, they've had our back since we started. They are as advertised. But there was, like, no follow-up.
That's all he said. The men's room? You know, go there and dump one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brent's coming
full
up.
Of ass.
By the way, those tickets for the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday. I know you need to know that all this weekend, starting tonight with Jolene, we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets.
Yeah.
Now, we're telling you, as far as the way the show has already started to sell, if this is something that you are remotely interested in,
just buy them now.
It's a Friday night, December the 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Get a pair of tickets now. Just make sure you get in the door, because I'm telling you, we will not be talking about this show in the coming weeks.
Nope.
It'll be just an afterthought, because it'll be sold out, and that's the deal. There is maybe a word that we're going to do a pre-party. We don't have anything locked down yet. That's all in the works, but it's going to be an awesome Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good time. So hopefully you can join us. I mean, as far as those bands are concerned, I mean, that's, man, I can't even think of a lineup.
That's a good lineup.
We had a two-dayer out of the Gorge one year for Pain in the Grass. which was like Alice in Chains,
Jane's Addiction,
maybe Avenged
Sevenfold.
Volbeat.
Yeah, Volbeat, they were awesome.
We've had some great lineups.
Yeah.
But as far as a group of people coming together to celebrate the holidays for our radio station.
And to do it acoustic.
This is a pretty cool deal. Again, Jolene's got your first chance to win tickets. Screw that. Go to KSW.com. Mm. Buy your ticket now. And you know what? Guess what? If you win the tickets, then sell the other ones.
There you go.
Or whatever. Get your money back. So Brent's coming up at 4:30. What else do we have for you today? Oh, we will drink and toast on the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man,
this is your fault.
Jam on.
So it's an ALDS-inspired Bad Choice Friday. Word on the street is there's baseball happening in Seattle today.
Nope.
So
what?
I don't know if you guys have looked at the TV or read the newspapers that don't print anymore or listened to the radio that people don't listen to anymore.
Mm. Mariners ain't even going to show up.
There's a baseball game going on tonight.
I heard it from the yard baka down the street.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. The man
I said baseball. It's back in town.
Here they.
Yeah.
Baseball's coming to town.
Well, you're arrest the Capone. Man, as in...
You always know with the Jesus guys down there with the megaphone. Something is happening tonight.
That's a good point. He's like, Jesus repents you.
Go
Mariners. Yeah, exactly. Even he's like, on a side note, God says, go Mariners.
So, representing the fine state and city of Detroit, Michigan, would be the one and only Smokey Robinson.
Somehow Smokey Robinson singing about the tears of a clown. I don't know, man. It makes me feel dirty.
Well, you know, our holiday special is December 12th. Maybe he'll come and wish us all a very happy Chinooka.
I do love this song, but not today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn it.
Just like Pagliacci did. Tears of the line. Tears of a clown.
I got you. Yeah, got you. Right.
Yeah, man. That is some
it's not
deep,
about pizza, dude.
I know. I'm
some deep historical
I didn't realize
stuff
those were opera jokes.
That's unbelievable.
Honestly, the only opera jokes I have are Pagliacci.
And you actually have opera jokes.
Yeah.
Good job, Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown, now representing Detroit. Who's representing Seattle? That would be Macklemore on a Bad Choice Friday.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a drummer.
I got Tears of a Clown.
Walking to the club like, what up? I saw him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Really? I waved at him.
Hello, Macklemore.
Hey, Macklemore.
Did he wave back?
No, but the guy in front of me was very stoned, like exhaling his weed, and he goes, it'd be cool if Macklemore was here, because Diplo was playing Macklemore's song, and I said, hey, man, he's up there.
You got to make it more personal. You got to make it more personal if you want to get his attention. It's like, Ben, your mom's here.
Oh. I honestly do know some of his friends.
Oh, yeah?
But it would be weird to just name drop him.
Yeah, right? He's just out there like, Ted!
Phone now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast on the weekend with a shot of it. You know who you're voting for anyway. It doesn't really matter, right?
Just think, if you don't like Macklemore, the Mariners are playing the Tigers. Vote for the Seattle band.
Does it matter?
Guy.
Exactly.
Musical act.
Right.
It wouldn't have mattered. Mm-hmm. Yes. We should have put two Seattle artists against each other.
We should have.
At least it would have been competitive.
What, Kenny Loggins?
We use him so much.
I know.
We use that guy so much.
Well, the problem
man.
Is he's got a deep well of music. We're just only playing one or two tunes.
Because those are the ones people care
there's,
about.
Well, there's, what more, about there's the, more than people know.
Somebody said, Kenny G.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's play Songbird on here.
It has to be a song that's not Songbird.
Let me see if in the system we have literally any other Kenny G.
We have Songbird in the system.
No, there's no other Kenny G.
We've got to have Kenny G.
Has he released another single?
No. He's very popular. I'm just saying that as far as songs you know, this is the one you know.
Kenny Chesney,
it's
Kenny
like
Rogers.
It's like John Tesh in the NBA song.
Right.
Yeah.
He's written a bunch of stuff.
You know that.
But that's the one.
That's the one you know. It's not that he's not good. It doesn't have a big library.
Kenny G. Silver Bells by Kenny G.
Christmas. That makes sense.
Forever in Love.
Hit it.
Forever in Love by Kenny G. Sorry, Tim, but Forever in Love by Kenny G. Coming up.
What do you mean? Tim's a huge fan.
Skipping ahead here.
All the ass this man gets.
Damn straight.
I'll tell you what, this isn't baby making. This is making love.
I don't know about that. I don't think there's any rhythm to it at all. I'm going to be distracted.
Miles, it's not all about rhythm, bud. Half of it's about romance.
You so like you're not candy. Having sex yet.
Flower petals.
Right now.
It's the foreplay.
Right. It's the foreplay. Right. You're doing the sweet talk. And then exactly. when the sex starts, you put on yakety sex.
I want something that takes me to pound town. You know what I mean?
I get it, bud. But this is how you get. See, sometimes it's about her. Like, so what do you got to do?
No.
You grab the rose and you do the little thing.
Why
do you start
think,
the nose
why
going
Why do you think
down.
I'm the one looking in the mirror? It's not me.
You don't just put this on and just...
That's why I mounted it over my bed, because I knew I'd be on my back. What you doing down there, buddy?
We also have Silhouette by Kenny G.
All right. I'm just kidding. It's all of his music. Hey, take this time to undo her bra. He's got one called Tuna Town.
Is this a different song?
This is a different song. Yeah, see, it's a little bit faster, this one.
Wait, you're getting
I know
closer.
This song. Come on, Miles. You got this.
Is this Songbird? No.
No.
This is a Michael Bolton song, isn't it?
Silhouette?
Well, he's just... Are these just his songs or people sing over them?
No, man. This is just Kenny G.
Yeah, no one sings.
The G is for greatness.
The G's for gangster.
Kenny Greatness. Wait, you
Kenny Greatness.
Mercer Island Gangster.
You know, man.
That is Mercer Island Gangster, if you've ever heard it. I mean, you want to talk about some of those guys that come out of there, man. That's... I think I've heard this.
Yes, you have.
Why? Is it Songbird?
This is Songbird.
Oh, this is the one I know.
This is the one.
Did I ever tell you a story about when I came in and lost my job? There's a huge picture of Kenny G in the hallway.
Yes. And this song just playing
it's
on
like,
repeat.
Damn you, man.
Damn you.
There's a big saxophone. Like, welcome to
Smooth. You got to give this guy credit, though. Like, he has figured out. It's like he had a bet with someone. And he said, I swear to God, I can make hundreds of millions of dollars playing elevator music.
And he did.
And I said, there's no way. The music they play when you're on hold. I'm just going to do
more
that.
Even more seriously, when I lost my job in Baltimore, it was for a smooth jazz radio station. So when I got
that
fired.
That would be smooth jazz, in case you didn't
but
know.
But there would not be a format of smooth jazz if it wasn't for Kenny G. I would
have
never got.
John Tesh.
Yeah, well, there's.
White jazz.
There's two or three.
White
you
jazz.
Know,
white jazz.
Jazz for people that ain't broke.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Never had a drug
I
problem.
I think the craziest. Do you remember years ago, Kanye West, when he was married to Kim Kardashian.
All right.
And their house was like a weird white museum. Like just white walls and this and that. He cleared out
Here's
the whole
George
place
Washington.
And put in hundreds of roses or thousands of them, and then just had Kenny G playing Songbird when she came home.
Like Kenny G was physically
yes,
present.
Yes, he was. Yes. In an empty house.
That might be the weirdest Kenny G story out
also,
there.
Also, there's no furniture in that house.
Look up the photos. It is
bizarre. It's bizarre.
Right. If you didn't think Kanye was weird already, look at his house.
If you didn't think Kanye was weird already, there's something inherently wrong with you.
Kenya,
oh my God.
Thank you.
This looks like it's out of like a Will Ferrell movie.
Hey,
hang on.
None of that.
Come look at this, Steve.
Mike, Google Kanye Malibu home. Look what he did to that thing. He basically just took every single thing in there, including the walls.
That's what she came home to. But just, you're right. But I'm just saying, and just have Kenny G there surrounded by roses.
And Kenny's in the corner.
That's so stupid.
It looks like a scene out of American Psycho.
It does.
Look, I am all for doing some romantic stuff, but this...
Are you?
This is so much... This is so over the top.
Okay,
this
wait.
Stupid.
Kenny G gets wind that your anniversary is coming up to with your, as you say, lady of the night. All right?
Damn
now,
it,
he
Steve.
Says, hey, for free, buddy, I will play Songbird when she gets home, but also, I got some buddies. We're going to clear the furniture out for you, and we're just going to line your floor with roses.
No, right. That's just so jarring.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even
have... No, Kenny G.
Right. I wouldn't even have Joe Jonas for free standing there. One, I'm in competition at that point.
You're not in competition
not
at that point.
Yeah,
there's
you know what?
You're going to lose.
That's like me stepping in the ring with Tyson. That's
no competition.
I swear to God, I don't think you can make love to Kenny G.
You don't think...
I really don't think it's that kind of music.
I could.
I mean, I make love in the silence sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, I hear all the sounds of moisture.
I hate to kiss and tell, Miles.
Yeah.
You know some Kenny G?
I have.
You find her Kenny G spot?
Have you really done that?
Yes.
No, okay. The Kenny G it has like a little mullet. That's how you find it.
Huh.
Oh, there it is.
It's a little spongy.
You know,
stop!
Hey, Mike, can we do like musical challenges since you're married, like of different bands that you have to listen to while you and your wife fornicate?
Yes.
Like, you know, one day it'll be like Molly Hatchet. Like, it'll just be like, you
flirting with disaster. Yeah. Whip it good.
Oh, that one's good. That's a good rhythm.
All right, what about Pac-Man Fever?
Pac-Man Fever. See?
Yeah. Driving me crazy.
That's not making love music.
What do you mean?
That's like effing.
That's
music.
Effing music.
Yeah.
Hey. Maybe I can make love to Pac-Man Fever.
How about Sweet, my ding-a-ling?
Yes.
That one would be hard.
Why?
Yeah. Ideally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pun intended.
I don't know that I'm a big enough guy to roll into that song.
All right, what about When the Children Cry? You could have sex while that's
she
playing.
Loves White Lion, so yeah.
Okay, how
about you cry, you nice.
Tears in Heaven, Eric Clapton.
Oh, I could get gladly.
I could get through it.
Streets of Philadelphia, the song about AIDS. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
I wish you looked like.
We Are the World.
I'm not going to lie. If you put it on a random playlist and all of a sudden, you know, it shifted from one song to the next, there would be a vocal like, what is going on here?
What about 99 Loft Balloons?
99.
Who's the old guy who's like, Rudolph
or
knows what's
that
guy then?
Wait a minute.
Burl Ives?
Did you make love to Burl Ives?
Sure.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Say music.
What?
You just said, can he make love to Burl Ives?
Come here, Burl.
Mike just went,
Have you seen that mustache?
Oh, man.
Go for a ride, Burl.
Okay. All right.
Our question today, we're going to talk about things that either happened involving your car. So, you know, whether that car was in motion, whether that car was parked, all kinds of weird things can happen with your car. We'll start with Gene Simmons.
From Kiss.
They said not even 2 years ago into retirement, Gene Simmons is already doing old man stuff. On Tuesday, Gene landed in the hospital when he passed out behind the wheel of his Lincoln Navigator in Malibu, crossed several lanes of traffic, and hit a parked car. He was briefly hospitalized, but yesterday he tweeted, quote, "Thanks, everybody, for the kind wishes. I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender. It happens, especially to those of us who are horrible drivers, and that's me. All is well. Thank you. I am Gene Simmons."
From Kiss.
There's no word what happened, but Gene's wife, Shannon Tweed, said that his doctor had recently changed his medication. Gene is 76. He's always been adamant that he doesn't drink or do drugs. Well, I totally believe that. There's no question about that.
I do, but you are doing drugs. They're just from a doctor.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, that's all.
But his wife said, like, somebody needs to tell him that he should not be driving anymore. So she has sicked the two kids, Nick and whatever the daughter's name is, on the dad.
Right.
To try to get him to quit. And it is a very difficult thing to do, man. I have been there a couple times with family members, and we're trying to gently persuade someone,
correct,
my grandfather, not to drive anymore. We successfully did that with my grandmother. No problems. But you never know. With granddad, it's like, hell no.
Sure.
You know, it just wasn't one of those things. Difference is with Gene Simmons.
He has the money to get anywhere he needs to be.
That is correct.
But that's also why the kids might not be getting on him later. There's a lot of money riding on this.
He says, "I had a slight fender bender. It happens." He actually just had a slight fender bender. He crashed into a wall.
Yeah.
About 3 months before this. So, either way, they do say, next month, Kiss is set to perform as a band for the first time since retiring from touring in 2023 as they reunite with bandmates in Vegas for the Kiss Army Storms Vegas event, celebrating 50 years as a group.
I'm just picturing Gene Simmons now driving in full makeup, full outfit.
Yeah.
These boots don't make it easy.
Mm-hmm. Kiss will be honored, by the way, at the Kennedy Center by President Donald Trump this year, after Stanley and Simmons previously criticized him. But either way, they will be unmasked as they play in Vegas.
Unmasked?
With, as they say, Simmons, Paul Stanley, Tommy Thayer, and others.
Others.
What, that's a weird thing to say, isn't it? What about Eric Singer? Is he not involved?
I don't think they're going to have a drummer.
Oh, really?
That's the sense I get.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because they had asked Ace Frehley to join them, but they did not ask Peter Criss. Mm-hmm. They do not have Eric Singer doing it.
There's going to be way too much ego on that stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest rock band ever.
To be honest with you.
Let me introduce us.
You got to take Tommy Thayer out of the equation. You know, he might have ego as a person, but I mean, he doesn't have that kind of ego.
No.
The dude lives in rural Oregon, for crying out loud. I mean, like, that's not very ego driven. It's kind of like, leave me alone. a woman is killed by an electric car window. This is horrible. A woman in eastern France was killed in a freak accident while cleaning her car, according to French media. Bernadette Delmonte, 60, was cleaning her Fiat 500. Investigators believe the car began to roll backward.
Right.
And she apparently leaned through the open window to reach the handbrake, which she'd forgotten to set. But in the process, she inadvertently activated the switch for the automatic window, which then closed her head on her neck. Now, by the time she straightened up, the window had stopped on her neck. All right. Friends grew concerned when she didn't arrive for a planned dinner and couldn't be reached by phone. Later, they discovered her body trapped by the car window at her home, and an autopsy confirmed asphyxiation as the cause of death.
Wait, you find her body the way they found her, but like, we need an autopsy. I'm like, do you?
Believe it or not, like Final Destination stuff.
That's exactly what I said.
Do you know the jerk reaction you have if you have your hand out the window and someone starts turning on your electric windows like a driver? And you're like, Jesus Christ.
Instantly.
Because you think it's just, you know, like a guillotine for your fingers.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
I didn't realize the windows could actually do that. Mm-hmm. I thought they had some kind of sensor where they... Apparently, Fiats don't, at least.
I'm shocked it was even that strong.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Our question, what is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK, you're listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question on the So-So Positive Friday, what's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Dan?
Paging Dan. I think he's muted. Dan, you still with us, buddy?
I don't hear anything there.
Right. I think that's why I think that he's got us muted on his side.
All right, we'll get back.
Right. Hold on for a minute.
Come on, Dan.
All right, let's talk about the woman who's clearly bragging about her breast size. Hello, Dee Dee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. Way high window guys, girl here.
All right. Oh, Dee Dee, what's up?
Hey. So 14 and a half years ago, my son, who's now 16 now, he totaled my truck. The truck was backed in our driveway, and I had some saddles in the driveway that I was cleaning, and my husband at the time, my ex, he was leaving to go pick up our kid off the bus, our other kid, and was moving the saddles out of the way, and little Tyler, who was 18 months old,
Tyler.
climbed up into the truck, and we weren't worried about it because we thought you would have to put your foot on the brake to put the truck into gear. And he found the right key on the console, put it in, and that was the only year of the Chevy that you did not have to put your foot on the brake to put the truck in
the
gear.
That's the one year. The one year.
Yep, that's what we were told. And he and our driveway is really long and it slopes down. And he put that truck into gear and the truck was flying down the driveway. And my ex,
Was he in the seat or was he on the floor?
No, he was on the seat. He was standing up. Having the time of his life.
He was going backwards or forward? I guess he was going forward because you backed in. You backed in.
Forward.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yep. And so my ex like ran after the truck and the passenger's door was unlocked and jumped in and he was trying to slam it into gear and they took out a tree and it totaled the truck.
Well, how was Tyler? Did Tyler go flying into the steering wheel? Or
yeah, was a kid all right?
So he hit his head so hard on the steering wheel, it bent the steering wheel.
Wow. Jeez, man. Is he okay now? Does he drool? What is he? What is his mental capacity like right now?
So he has a truck now. He just turned 16 and drives a big diesel truck. And we laugh about it now.
Now?
But, yeah.
Did you take him to the hospital?
Yeah, and so my ex, he's a firefighter, EMT, and so I kept saying, and he was in shock too, and I didn't realize, and I said, how come we're not, you know, calling 911? And he said, I am 911. He was in shock.
Yeah, at that point, like,
I am 911.
I am 911.
Jesus. Yeah.
And I'm already here.
So we were flying to the hospital, and the ex had a broken arm, wrist, and from trying to slam it into gear. Tyler had a bad concussion and we had a totaled truck.
Can you tell when an 18-month-old has a concussion? Like as a mom, you're dealing with your 18-month-old because they're already a little out there. Yeah, you know what I mean? The world is still a little unique to them. So like what are the telltale signs of an 18-month-old that they have a concussion?
Well, he was out of it. He had blood coming out of his nose.
That's one sign.
Yeah,
the dent in the steering wheel.
I'm just saying, like, if you took him to daycare, would they say, hey, he seems a little unusual?
No, I'm with you. I think if a kid bumped his head, it'd be very hard to tell.
Yeah.
But I think in this case.
With blood and all that.
Blood, the dent.
If it's that bad, you can always look at their pupils, and their pupils might be a different size.
Oh, right.
Something. So, like, if you're on acid, same idea.
Pretty much.
Just big-ass
pupils. As a parent, I really try not to look my kids in the eye. It's much easier to lie to them that way. Less guilt when you say, "Yeah, McDonald's is closed."
And you were a witness to all of this. You saw this go down.
Oh, absolutely! Like we live on a couple of acres. The neighbors are a couple of acres away, and it was so loud that they heard it and came running out.
Jesus!
Did you chase
after the truck as well, or did you kind of stay static and just watch this whole thing unfold?
No, I was actually in the house and I heard it.
Oh.
And,
I wonder how fast the truck got up to in speed before it slammed into that tree.
Because I heard that it was going pretty fast.
Because he had the ability to run and catch and jump in.
But he said it's on a slope, so, you know.
It had to get going faster.
Right, faster and faster and faster before it hit the tree. So that tree was completely gone as well.
Oh, for sure. The tree, the big old stump is still there, and it's huge.
How does insurance deal with this, right? Are they willing to replace the value of the truck, or they say, hey, man, you know, your kid climbed in and did this?
So, unfortunately, the truck was brand new, probably only had, it was off the showcase floor, the one and only brand new vehicle I've ever owned, and you know, you're never going to get the full amount back.
Of course.
And so I had to go and get a used truck after that.
Do you think the reason Chevy only did it one year, that your son might have something to do with that?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I think that sounds like a bad idea.
Does Tyler have any recollection of any of this?
Oh, not at all. But we have a great picture of it with his older brother. He was, you know, his older brother's a couple years older than him, standing next to him with this big grin on his face, looking at him like he was so proud of his brother.
There you go. That's all it takes.
Not on me this time.
Wow.
What is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
You brought up the drugs and pupils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought all drugs dilated your pupils.
Not all, but yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, if you do opiates, it's complete opposite.
You get a little tiny beady eyes?
Yeah, it almost disappears. Huh. And then it's like marijuana, booze. It's like you get red eyes.
I was going to say, but you like, can tell the
tripping,
opiate
tripping,
crowd.
You get big.
Because if you go downtown, right, you go to 3rd Avenue, that's 7-Eleven there, like, nobody has pupils. Like, you know what they're on. Because they're looking at you, they're speaking to you, and you're like, you have no discernible pupils. I know you're flying.
Well, and I've been, like, especially a lot of the festivals around here, I know some of the security
guards. How many different eyes do you see at those festivals?
Yeah. And it's just like, sometimes you'll be like, you doing all right? And somebody will be like, yeah, man, what? And I'm like, man, your eyes are like saucers.
Right.
Yeah. Like, do you even have a rest of your eye? Like, how long ago did you drop?
What would your eye color be if your pupils hadn't taken the whole thing out?
Exactly. Black. By the way, it's 1 p.m.
Right.
I like a good day tripper. What's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Let's try Dan again. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
There he is.
All right. So back in the 80s, I had a 69 Cougar. Needed to do some work on it underneath.
69. Nice. Little work underneath. Yeah. Get under the hood.
Yeah. Oh. The Cougar.
So instead of doing it the safe way with jacking it up and using some jack stands, I had these pressed metal ramps, these red ramps I got at like Al's Auto Supply back in the day that you drive the front end of the car up on.
Change the oil and stuff.
Feet.
Yeah.
So I was down working underneath the car, and I start hearing a creaking, and I have about a second to turn my head and watch the first ramp collapse. As I start to shimmy out, the second one collapses. So the car comes down on me. It wasn't real fast. I had like 2 seconds, so it wasn't it slammed on the ground, but it came down fast enough I couldn't move. So I've got the exhaust pipes on either side pinning my shoulders and my upper arms to the ground and the transmission sitting on my chest. Now, I'm in the driveway. My brother and some friends are inside the house, but I'm trying to shout, but because the transmission is laying on my chest, I can't take a full breath.
No, excuses.
Help! 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 I couldn't shout. And luckily, a neighbor was walking by and was able to flip a wrench out from underneath the car and weakly, like, help me. And she went in and got the guys to come out and lift the car off me. But that was a scary couple minutes.
I bet it was. How long do you think that thing was on top of you?
I would say 10 minutes.
That is a long time.
5 hours, but it was, I mean, not being able to breathe, it's a weird sensation where you can't open your chest or raise your chest, and it felt like every time I breathed, it would come down further.
Like now, every time you exhale,
what was the Cougar the Mercury to Ford equivalent of? Was that like a Mustang?
That would be the upper. Yeah, it's kind of a higher end Mustang.
Okay, and right. You said that these ramps you bought, they just collapsed under the weight of the car.
Correct.
But they are designed for you specifically to drive your car up on them the way you did.
To change your oil filter and all that.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, you might remember them. This was like 40 years ago. They're like this pressed sheet metal. They're red with the holes in them to make them lighter weight or whatever.
I just assume they held the weight of the thing that you bought them for is all.
Well, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, ideally.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Jeez. Look, maybe the older the car, the heavier the car, whatever the deal is.
Still, I mean, you just assume okay, this is what they're for.
You've got a big ass engine in the front of that car, too.
Yeah.
What is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, what's up?
Hola. What's up?
Listen, I was listening to your station. It was 3 weeks after I graduated high school. DNR. Welcome to the Jungle came on.
Great song.
I was rolling. Yeah, that's my band. I was rolling in my 81 Toyota Celica. And I saw my younger sister's friends walking towards our parents' house. And I just manually rolled down my passenger window, blasted the tunes to like be like, yeah, I'm rocking out. I'm graduated. I'm about to be independent. And didn't pay attention when I was making a left-hand turn. And a car totally T-boned me.
Oh!
In front of my parents' house.
Awesome. You're going to die. You know where you are.
Yeah, you wouldn't have done. And listen, my mother was a combat medic in the Army, and when all the police and everyone came, well, first of all, it was embarrassing when the tow truck driver was like, where do you need to tow the car? And I was like, this is where I live.
Right there, buddy.
Yeah, but my mother tried to tell the police officer, like, my daughter was right. And I was like, Ma, no, I really wasn't. I wasn't.
Did you run a red light? What did you do?
No, I took I failed to yield on a left-hand turn.
Because she was rocking out.
Yeah. So were you pulling into your driveway?
I was rocking out. I cranked down the windows like, oh, my sister's friends are going to think I'm so cool. Let them hear my radio in my Celica. Yeah, it was.
You talk like David Lee Roth.
I know.
Listening to my radio.
My Celica.
Squeeze down through my legs. Squeeze the seat back.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I paid a lot of money for a long time because of the accident. But, that's it. I mean,
how you kind of blamed our station, though. Okay. I was listening to your station.
What do you drive now, by the way? I'm curious.
That's kind of a funny story because, you know, that story you had about the lady with the Fiat, the unfortunate news.
Yeah, she closed her own neck in it, yeah.
By the way, you know Fiat stands for Fix It Again, Tony, right?
I've heard that. Yes, I've never heard that one. Oh, you haven't heard that
hey,
one?
Hey, Tony!
Fix It Again, Tony. It's an Italian car.
So I have graduated to an Escalade these days, but I had a really similar situation where my hand got severely bruised because my driveway is like, it slopes downwards, and I had bought some beer and stuff at the store, and when I got home and popped the back hatch open, it started rolling out, and I didn't want it to bust out. Anyways, my hand got stuck in there because I was like, abort mission, close the lid. I don't want to lose the alcohol, but my hand got stuck in there.
How long was your hand stuck in there?
It's not a big, I don't have big hands, so until I pulled it out.
All right. Okay. You seem to have had a very interesting life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scrappy. That's it.
You sound like it.
In my mind, and I don't know why, I just picture a lot of side boob.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of
my guess is like you're 5'3 and you weigh 105 pounds. That's what I'm envisioning.
Oh, I'm 5'2 and a half, but you got the weight right.
How many people have you
five,
stabbed
two and
in
half,
your
but
life?
But I got the weight right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
How much you weigh, Miles?
How much do I weigh?
No, how much did you say?
How much did you?
I said 105. I said what? 5'3", 105, 10 pounds.
Oh, or maybe 150. I don't know.
But all right. Okay.
Anyways, yeah. But I'm scrappy nonetheless.
All right.
Wow.
Somewhere between 105 and 150.
That's
a 30-inch body weight.
I don't know, man. Somewhere between 105, 150.
Honey, I'm somewhere between my first beer and blacked out, all right?
I'm scrappy.
You ever take 45 pounds,
I'm scrappy. Well, everybody's scrappy after 15 beers.
What's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
She said, I don't have big hands.
I don't.
We didn't suggest that.
We were not suggesting
which
that
leads me to believe
she's got big-ass hands.
You're off the hook, Julie.
Yeah. 5'2 with big-ass hands.
Let's be honest. No, she's not.
Out there looking like Ludacris in that video.
Hello, Coda. Welcome to the men's room.
Wow.
Hola, Vitola.
Hola.
So, this is a funny story. So, I'm on my way from Rochester to Lacey because I work for a cleaning company. Early in the morning, like 5 a.m., foggy, slippery, too icy. And this guy in a Honda Accord slams right into the back of my 04 Chevy Tracker. And then I come to find out months later, I'm driving down the road.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you will not say on the radio.
You will not.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Coda, no more brown words, but we believe
it. I gotcha, I'm sorry. Anyway, my whole rear end fell out when I was on I-5.
Happened to Miles once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in San Diego.
I had work the next morning after that, too. So I had to go all the way down to Albany the same day, the same time that I broke the rear end.
Okay.
The rear end. I don't know why this bugged me so much.
The rear end.
Broke my rear end, man. We got thrown out.
Somebody that was an interesting segment with Collars.
Oh,
yeah. Fell right out.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm sturdy.
What's your
Scrappy. Scrappy. Not sturdy.
I don't have big hands.
Sorry.
I don't have big hands.
It's kind of a good selling point, though. I have really tiny hands.
Cool.
All right.
That's a great visual.
Nice.
Thanks. What's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.